All right, everybody, we are live with the world's top numerologist, Gary the Numbers Guy, and a self-made entrepreneur, Nima Yamini. So guys, this is going to be a very interesting debate, a lot of different opinions, and yeah, a lot of differing opinions. So we're going to see how this plays out for sure.
Okay, let me just start, because I think before we start disagreeing, let's talk about stuff we actually agree on. So I'm just going to put statements out there and you tell me if you agree. I believe as a percentage, Jews are the smartest people in the world. Yes or no?
Me or Nima?
Nima.
I mean, I think you got many smart people, man. You got smart Indians. You got smart Chinese. You got smart Germans. You know, I have a home in Germany. My wife's German. And
why is it 2% of the population controls 50% of all the assets?
It depends which country. It depends which country.
As a whole, but if you talk about the mega powers like, you know, America, or you go down to, you know, Russia, they have a very, very strong hold on society when it comes down to monetary, you know, and I don't think you can get there being stupid. So I think, you know, the fact that 2% of the population, no matter if you think it's good or bad, controls 50% of the resources or the money or whatever you want to call it, makes them very smart. If you disagree, let me know.
Yeah, you know, I think the Jews have done good in Russia in particular, right? I mean, they've been fairly successful in Russia, man. I mean, it's pretty impressive, the oligarchs and stuff like that. And it seems like they're successful in more than one political party in Russia. It's not even necessarily that they're on one side. Is that I don't know much about Russia.
United Russia is the party of Putin, and that's what runs it. And Putin has not been negative or positive toward Israel. He's had both his moments. But if you look back in history under Joseph Stalin, the first so-called Israel, the Israeli or Jewish enclave, was in the Soviet Union. And that was where the first Israel was. So that's like really a part of history. So Stalin was a guy who really did help Jewish people, but maybe that had something to do with the Bolsheviks being Jewish and NKVD, you know, his secret police who were Bolsheviks and Jewish too.
So for example, people talk about like the Jews having a lot of power, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, and maybe Western society. However, if you go to, for example, India, if you go to, for example, China, or even Germany, which is still a Western state, right? In Germany, the vast majority, and that's the number one biggest economy, most powerful military, in hands down. I mean, they're the big papa there, right?
Still nothing compared to Texas, you know, just one state in America. Europe's a shithole. Let's keep it real.
I mean, the number one largest, the biggest ethnic group in the United States is German. I mean, German was almost the official language of the United States. It went to the English, but it was almost German. So let's just go back here for a second.
I would say it was the United States that saved Europe from speaking German. if you really want to talk about it.
No, that's, I'm with you on that. I'm in agreement with you on that. Complete agreement. So think about it. So for example, in Germany, there's really not that many rich Jews. Now you could say, okay, there's not that many Jews. True, because I could probably walk 5-10 minutes and not see one other Jew, you know? And the thing is that here in the United States, you do see them. But in many countries, and you know, you're pretty well traveled, Gary. It's in many countries, you just don't see them, man.
I would disagree with you, because if you look at Chairman Mao, the guy who started the CCP in China, he honestly had handlers, and a lot of those handlers had the same last name as me and you. If you go to India, when they started going from capitalism, from communism, you know, the planes from Israel started flying in. Israel helped India become an extremely capitalist nation. And quite frankly, India, per percentage, is the strongest supporter of Israel anywhere in the world, even more so than the United States of America. 80 to 90% of people in India support Israel, no matter what. Here in America, as you know, it used to be strong support, but that support is waning. Because of people putting information out there, whether you believe in it or not, it's having an effect. A lot of people, Nick Fuentes, Elisha Schaefer, a lot of people out there who are actually talking about Zionism, Myron Gaines, probably the most effective one of all of them. Then you have people who are extremely crazy, like Stu Peters, who told me during a podcast that he wanted to bomb Israel. What kind of idiot wants to bomb a nuclear power? Maybe Stu Peters was drunk when he was talking to me. We do know he catches DUIs all the time.
Nima, you laughed there when Gary was saying that Myron's one of the most effective people about this. How come?
Well, I just want to first off say welcome to everybody on Rumble that's joining us. We just got on. We had a little technical difficulty. We got Tyson Hockley, very talented young man, rising up in the ranks of social media. Pretty persistent young fella. And we got my friend here, Gary, the numbers, very unique, definitely an original mind. I would say one of the most original thinkers, whether I agree with him or not, on social media. So now to go into what he was saying, Gary made a comment about Myron Gaines is one of the most effective influencers to speak up against Zionists. And I thought that was a little bit comical because, A, Gary manages Myron from Fresh and Fit. And Myron and me don't have the same view because I view Myron largely as a Somali terrorist. I put him largely into view as Ilhan Omar. I think someone like Myron should get deported from the United States.
Let me ask you a question because you're
and I say that with respect, Gary. I say that with respect.
I got you. Well, let me ask you something. Do you have security clearance anywhere?
No.
No. Myron Gaines used to be a Fed and he had security clearance. So he actually has been cleared by the United States of America. They actually checked them. I mean, they look through everything when you're a Fed. They look through your bank accounts, if you owe any money. And they said that he was a trustworthy individual because he got his clearance. So I'm not sure you could call someone a terrorist when they actually have security clearance and you, my friend, do not. Strong words, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think because I think a lot of the things he's asking for, I mean, I don't know, man. Gary, I got a daughter. I think you do too, right?
Yeah, I have sons.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you have a daughter, I wouldn't want my daughter to, you know, basically have her freedom restricted as much as Myron proposes. I don't exactly envision that as a beautiful America.
Do you believe the 19th Amendment is legitimate?
I think before we go down the list of amendments, I think that all women should have a right to vote. I think women should have a right to be able to, you know, be equal humans in society. And if we want to talk about constitutional law and jurisprudence, we can go over amendments. We can go over all that. The bottom line is that what Myron promotes is actually pretty fucking dark, man.
I completely
like the practicality.
I completely disagree. I believe when women are liberated, you have a whole bunch of broken homes running around. Let me ask you something. Are you pro-Trump or pro-Harris?
I would never vote for Harris.
Okay, so you're pro-Trump.
I definitely support Trump, yeah.
Okay, so you do understand that the people who put Democrats in office are women. Most of the people who vote for Democrats are women. So you're telling me as a man, your ideology is aligned with Trump, but you want women voting to basically take this country through socialism, communism, and all this other feminist nonsense that goes around. Broken homes, everything that goes along with women's liberation. This is what you support, my friend?
No, I don't. I think you can support Trump and not support a Somali terrorist. Like,
how is
like
he a terrorist? Sir? How is he a terrorist?
I don't think a Somali. What
crimes has he committed, sir?
Gary, with all due respect, I don't. And I said this respectfully. I don't think a Somali terrorist. There's two Somalis. A tale of two Somalis in the United States. One Somali is Ilhan Omar, who hates this country with passion. Who says all white men, who, by the way, you and I have to put down a white man.
A Democrat.
Technically, you and I both have to put down white man, right? So she's saying white men are the problem of our country. A Somali named Ilhan Omar. Then you got another Somali Myron Gaines, which is not even his real name, because we both know his Somali name. And he's basically trying to destroy America, too. Basically strip all women of their rights, basically export deport the Jews. Deport that.
He never said he wanted to deport Jews. Find me that clip, sir. Find me that clip where he said he wanted to deport Jews. I'll resign right now as fresh and fit manager. You won't find that clip because you're making up bullshit. He never said any of that. You want to call him a terrorist? Show me one crime he has fucking committed. One crime. And as for Omar, that is a Democrat. That is a woman. If anything, Myron stands up for men's rights, especially white man's rights. So you need to pick a side here. Either you're with the feminists and the liberals, or you're with me and Myron and with Trump on this side. You got to pick a side here, bro.
Yeah, I think, Gary, I think, you know, the thing about Jews like you is that...
Oh, here we go.
No, I tell you the truth, because you know I care about you. You know we've talked privately. Mm-hmm. You attack. See, you're the sort of Jew that'll attack a Jew like me. I don't like attacking a Jew like you.
You'll do it.
I'm
having a debate. You just happen to be Jewish.
No, but the debate of the show is Zionism, right? So the thing is, what we're talking about here, and this is it's an important context. You happen to be a Jew, yes. The thing is that Myron is full of hate for Jews. And to say that he's not, I think 99 out of 100 people could look at his tweets the last 30 days and see he hates women. He basically hates women, hates Indians, hates Jews. Hold on.
He hates whores. He hates whores who go around.
You don't have a daughter like I do, bro. You don't have a daughter like I do.
Bro, I just brought up whores. Why are you bringing up your daughter?
I didn't bring up my daughter.
I said whores.
You don't have a daughter.
Your daughter. So, my friend, with all due respect, let me finish what I'm saying. Women are to be loved. Women are to be protected. Women are the bedrock of society. But a whore is destructive. They have kids out of wedlock. 85% of rapists are raised by single mothers. This is the type of ideology that you are promoting. Is this what you want for your daughter? Do you want her to have 3-4 baby daddies and have 8 kids? Or do you want her to have one man who she's submissive to and have a whole bunch of kids with one man? You tell me, my friend, what do you want to have? A whole bunch of baby daddies or one husband who faithfully protects your daughter at all times because that's his job? It's either going to be liberalism with Omar or conservatism with Myron Mee.
First of all, I like the idea that I would support the fact that it's not that black or white, bro. It's actually not that black or white, you know. And the reality is that you can have support for the United States, have complete support of women having equal rights. If you have a daughter, which if we're being honest, I don't think the Somali terrorist has a large audience.
Who are married,
who have children, who are respected by other married men. I don't think Myron is respected
I'm married. I've been married for 20 years. I got two very...
You're an anomaly, boys. But you're an anomaly. You're
it
an anomaly.
Doesn't matter. You made it.
You're an eccentric guy.
I'm not. It is what it is. I'm good at my job. Okay? This is what it is.
No, but you're a pretty eccentric. You're an anomaly.
I'm a human being who's a father, who is a married man who supports what Myron Gaines says about women. Women's sexual liberty, sexual impulses need to be put in check, because if you don't, you have a whole bunch of broken homes. You have to understand, my friend, you might be the anomaly because maybe you have a wife who's submissive to you and she's okay and she's not doing anything behind your back. But most men aren't in those positions. Most men aren't living like me. Most men get cheated on to the point where they have to ask for DNA tests. I do not trust these women, because all these women want is your resources. That's what they're after. And if you don't understand that, my friend, either you're not understanding how the world works or you're ignorant. I'm telling you right now, women and men are very different. Men are logical. You and me are supposed to be logical. Women base everything off emotion. You cannot make solid choices based off emotion. I love John F. Kennedy. That was my favorite president. They took him out for a reason. But did you know most women voted for John F. Kennedy?
Who's they?
I would say the Zionists took him out. Well, look, Trump just released reports that it implicated Zionists in Kennedy's assassination. This is not stuff I'm making up. This is stuff that was released by the Trump administration. They said there was involvement. I didn't say they did it, but they said there was involvement. So if you're saying that's a joke, why don't you go to President Trump and tell him that's a joke because his administration released that?
I don't think Zionists killed JFK. I think that's the sort of propaganda that's largely promoted, amplified, and boosted on social media, primarily by hostile foreign states that hate the United States, that have infiltrated our social media. They take one. There's been zero credible evidence at all that Zionists were involved with JFK.
All I can say is the audience is the Trump administration just released a whole bunch of paperwork. Go out there, do your own research. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to me. Go out there and do your own research. Based off what I read, there are reports that said there was Israeli involvement. Now, does that mean they did it? No, but they said there was involvement. People can make their own decisions. This is what the Trump administration put out there. And the beautiful part, and maybe you could agree, maybe you'll disagree, but I think it's beautiful that me and you can discuss this because we have free speech. Are you in America right now?
I am, San Francisco. Okay.
So again, America, as Americans, we're privileged compared to the rest of the world. To me, the rest of the world is a shithole. I don't give a damn if you're talking about Russia, Israel, China. I don't give a damn. The rest of the world is a shithole. You know why? Because I have actual privilege. This man has actual privilege. We have privilege because we can say whatever the fuck we want, and we're not going to be put in jail. We're not going to be killed because we don't live in a banana republic. You people, including you clowns in Canada, you can't say anything. And you know what the beautiful part? We have a Second Amendment, gun rights, which protects the First Amendment. Would you agree, my friend?
Yeah, I think, Gary, I think you made some good points. And I think that if you, and I think I encourage everyone looking at this, I just want to apologize to anybody that sees this on Rumble that we have a technical issue, but we're going to fix that. Worst case, we'll post it later. But I think, Gary, if we're having an adult conversation,
let's do it.
I think we're having an adult conversation. I think you know darn well that the JFK assassin, because you made a serious slander to the state of Israel when you say that the Zionists murdered him. When there's, in fact, I think you know very well that it's a fringe group of conspiracy theorists that have propagated that. No, but if we're honest, it's extremely fringe. It's never been supported by serious historians. No official investigation has ever proven that, or any declassified intelligence. These are. You can also make the same argument that the Soviets were involved, Russians were involved, the Mafia was involved, Lyndon Johnson was involved.
The Mafia was used as a patsy, 100%.
Well, I can see you've done your homework. So I think you know very well that this was in fact from a fringe group that's largely propagated with the help of foreign states.
Maybe it's a fringe group of Zionists.
I mean, I didn't say
Israel was involved. You didn't hear me say Mossad was involved. You didn't hear me say Israel's involved. I said Zionist. Take that for what you will.
Yeah,
now, the reason I believe John F. Kennedy was killed, and I'm going to put all the conspiracies, you guys can believe whatever you want out there. I believe that John F. Kennedy not only understood numerology, but he used it. He signed Executive Order 11110 on 6-4-1963. 6-4-1963 adds up to 29. 2-9 is 11. Again, Executive Order 11110, so you have two 11s there. And that executive order basically stripped the Federal Reserve of its right to print American currency. Now, when Mr. Kennedy was killed on 11-22-1963, Lyndon Johnson's first executive order was to repeal Executive Order 11110. And then the Fed started printing American currency again. So people can take that for what they will, but they can go out there and do the research yourself. Everything I said is 100% on point.
So in regards to the malicious disinformation campaign to pin Zionists on the assassination of JFK, I would just like to say, I would ask everyone to look at what happened in 1964. Something very important happened in 1964, and that was actually by the Warren Commission. Anyone can Google this. Anyone can look up and see who the Warren Commission was. And they concluded, after an official investigation, that Lee Oswald acted alone. And that all these fringe theories of Zionists involved in this assassination, none of them were none of them were proven. There was no hard evidence on it. This is a disinformation campaign by Qatari and other hostile states. I'm not going to say all the hostile states. But I think we know there's a handful.
You're here. Mention all the hostile states. Go ahead, bro.
No, I mean, I think that's enough. Just think which countries don't want the beautiful. Which countries? See, Israel takes a lot of the heat for what the United States is doing in the Middle East. The Arab countries who hate Israel, they don't just hate Israel because it's Israel. They hate Israel because it's also a part of the United States influence. Israel helps the United States in that region. That is a fact.
Doesn't help them for $10 billion a year, what we send them in weapons and cash every single year. Is that like a worthy investment?
So are we going to ignore? Are we going to play that game?
I'm asking a question. You can say yes or no.
Are we going to play that game?
I'm asking questions, but you know what? We'll go back to that. You said the Warren Commission. So you're talking about a government report. Let me ask you, my friend, are you vaccinated?
Unfortunately, I am. I had to, because I was in Germany.
I gotcha. Let me finish. You are vaccinated. The government told everyone to get vaccinated all across the world. You said, unfortunately, because you knew the vaccine, you now know the vaccine is bad. But if you listen to the government report, you would have thought the vaccine was good. Just like the Warren Commission, they do the same thing. You understand? They're lying about one thing here. They're lying about another thing here. So, just because you mentioned a government report, that doesn't mean you hold any weight, bro. That's like fucking, finding a fucking virgin in the whorehouse, bro. It's not happening. I have no weight to that report. So I'm gonna say this again, my friend. Just because the government said something happened doesn't mean we have to believe it, as you pointed out with the vaccine when you said unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, the reason it was unfortunate was because I was in Germany. And one of the reasons I wanted to come back to the United States at the time, the borders were basically shut. And I'm actually happy I did get vaccinated. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you why. Well, because my grandma passed away, man. She was 91. And I got to see her once before she passed away. I was in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. My wife is German. We have a home there. I was in a very unique situation where it was either do it or don't. I went 9 consecutive months wondering, am I even going to see my grandma? Am I even going to come back to the United States in time before she dies?
Mm-hmm.
But if I was just in America, if I did take the vaccine, I would definitely regret it even more now. You know what I'm saying? But let's touch on something you said, which it was a little bit, let's just say not fair. Gary, the numbers guy, being selective with which numbers he picks. All right. Which numbers he looks at. So since you're a numbers guy,
mm-hmm.
Israel, you're talking about them getting, let's say, $10 billion. Let's just say it's $10 billion. So what about the fact that Ukraine? Well, let's just say, hold on. What about the fact that last year Ukraine maybe got 10x that amount? Why is there no?
Bills, can you look up how much money Ukraine got and how much money Israel got in the past year?
One tenth.
I want to have actual stats. But let me be clear. I am against the war in Ukraine. I don't even believe Ukraine's a real nation. I think half that stuff should go to Russia right away. I think that war was pressed by NATO and by the Biden administration because they wanted to use Ukraine as a money laundering operation, which is what they did. I think Trump is going to put that money laundering operation to a close. So again, I don't want war there, and I don't want war in Gaza. But I'm going to be very honest with you. This might upset some people. I don't give a damn about Gaza. I don't give a damn about Israel. I don't give a damn about Ukraine. I don't even care about the United States of America. And I don't care how that sounds. I'm honestly America first. Now, if you can make a justified reason why we give them $10 billion a year, go ahead. Again, I don't want to even get involved in their wars. I'm not saying Israel doesn't have a right to defend themselves. Everyone has a right to defend themselves. But you know what the real problem is?
What?
Did they actually let Hamas in that day to actually start this, Gaza war? Did they? Because I know people. I know people very high up the food chain. And they told me it is impossible to penetrate that wall unless someone lets you in. So, you know, under normal circumstances, I'd be like, you know what? If Hamas attacked Israel, Israel has a right to defend itself. And you can make a judgment call whether they kill one of mine, I'm going to kill 100 of yours. You can make that judgment call. Or was Benjamin Netanyahu feeling pressure at home? Was he about to get impeached and about to get, you know, sued or about to be a criminal? And he decided, you know what? We need to do something right now to save my ass. So let Hamas in. And then as I'm a prime minister, I can have wartime powers and no one's going to replace me. Because quite frankly, I don't like Benjamin Netanyahu. And you can't say anything about me because half of Israel doesn't like Benjamin Netanyahu. You go ahead and say what you want, bro. I don't think he's a good guy.
No, I honestly think maybe the biggest threat to Israel's national security at this point is the liberal Israeli. The liberal Israeli that basically maybe likes open borders. And I don't like open borders for the state of Israel. You're right. I don't. I think we should have a strong border in Israel, and I think we should protect it. And it's a shame that the liberals there, the woke liberal Israeli, they used all their beautiful talents to help these people that want to destroy the innocent civilians, rape and murder them. And what do you want me to do? When you say half, you think I'm proud of that? No, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that we have so many Israelis that do not support our border. I'm ashamed that we have so many Israelis that promote homosexuality and this woke garbage. So you think I'm proud of that? No, okay.
You do understand it's people like Omar that you were crying about like about 10 minutes ago who are promoting this homosexual nonsense and the liberals, not Myron Gaines. I want to make this clear because you're giving me the exact same talking points as Myron while you're calling him a terrorist. You should apologize. He has committed no crimes. And by you calling him a terrorist, you're basically showing your words have no value because you're not actually describing the man. The man has security clearance. The man agrees with the homosexuality. He agrees against fighting the woke, and yet you're attacking him. I don't understand this.
Well, first of all, the Somali terrorist and me, we're not because you could argue that you could argue that Ilhan Omar is basically a Somali terrorist on the woke left, and Myron Gaines is the Somali terrorist on the woke right. There's no doubt about it. I think most people would. I think 9 out of 10 people in the mainstream would say these guys are Somali terrorists.
Give me examples of terrorism, sir. You're making accusations. This is a flat out slander. So unless you actually give us real examples, you're going to have to take back your words. Give us examples.
When I call Myron and when I call Ilhan Omar Somali terrorists, I say that as my personal opinion. I do view them. I personally, it's my opinion. I'm not saying that they are, in fact, a Somali terrorist. To be very clear, hold on, to be very clear in a court of law, how I look at it, as my public opinion, I do not have any evidence, but yes, I do view Myron as a Somali terrorist in the same light and fashion as I do Ilhan Omar and the woke left. And I think most Americans would agree with me.
I don't think most Americans would say a guy.
You can have 50 Arabs. You can have 50 Arabs in this comment section calling me. You can have 50. You might have 50 Arabs. You have maybe 50 Arabs or whatever in this comment section slandering me. There's no spoken about me. When in fact, Lulan Ahmed, a very famous Arab today on Twitter said, Israel is the most, he says it as an Arab. He said, I say this as an Arab. Israel is the least racist country in the Middle East. And that's an Arab.
Okay. I want to disagree with that. Hold on, Tyson. You called someone a terrorist, and then you said, well, I have no evidence that he's a terrorist. It's just my opinion. So you're saying your opinion's worthless because you have nothing to back it up with.
No, I think that people like Ilhan Omar and Myron are essentially supporting these terrorist groups
in
popularity into the United States. Because they're doing the same talking point. scared. They're doing the same talking
points. Omar's on the left. She's promoting feminism. She's promoting a degeneracy. Myron is against homosexuality. Myron is against degeneracy. Myron is America first. He wants everything for America. Myron is not against Jews. He has a Jewish manager. Myron has Jewish friends. Here's a little fact most people don't know. A Jew introduced Fresh and Myron together. He has no problems with people who are Jewish. He has a problem with Jewish influence over America. And that is a valid point. Because Israel has influence over America. Now, is it like 100% like Nick Fuentes says? Of course not. He's out of his freaking mind. Okay? But they do have substantial influence in America. And he doesn't like it. And is it his right as a fucking American to go out there and express what the fuck he wants to do? And you're trying to shut him down. And you're trying to basically bully him by calling him a terrorist. Fuck what the people in the chat are saying. They're all fucking broke. Who the fuck gives a fuck what broke people say? I don't give a fuck. But at the end of the day, you're fucking making accusations and you cannot fucking validate them. Iota. You're basically like a woman. This is what you're doing. This is what women do. They fucking say things without any fucking backing. My friend, take back what you said and be a fucking man. Say, I don't like Myron. For instance, I don't like Andrew Tate. You know this. Me and you talked about this when you were with Andrew Tate back in 2023. As a matter of fact, you told me, yo, we can't even deal with each other anymore because I'm anti-Andrew Tate and you were for him at the time. But you know what? I never said he was a rapist. I never said Andrew Tate committed any of those crimes. You know why? Because there's a difference between a man and a woman. I can dislike someone as a man and still respect them. But see, a woman... if she doesn't like you, she doesn't like the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you walk, everything about you. There's a difference between a man and a woman. I can dislike someone and still respect them. My friend, what you're showing me here is not respectable.
First of all, I will say that I do respect who I consider and view as a Somali terrorist, Myron. Oh. I do respect him because Myron, no, but I just want to say honestly, but no, but seriously, Gary, hold on. Barry, are you am I going to talk? Or is this going to be Gary
terrorist?
Is this a Gary speech? Here's the thing. I respect Myron because I'll tell you something. Myron was the first person to put me on a podcast. And this was at the height of Fresh and Frit. And I think one of the smartest things Walter did was distance himself from Myron. I think everyone in our industry, every week together,
he isn't distance himself.
I know, but I think everyone pretty much in our business has said that Walter's doing the right thing by
he's not distancing himself at all
from Myron. Because no, but
they're a tag team. When the, yeah, they
just
will
about
not,
every, but let's just be honest. Everyone behind. I know, but every
ever.
Yeah, just about everyone behind the scenes says that, though. But all right, so number
they say a lot of things behind the scenes, bro. You're going to listen to rumors. This is like what women do. I'm telling you that they're a manager. They're not splitting up, and they're as close as can be. They are loyal to each other.
I'll say this, Jew to Jew. I don't think you should have anything to do with Myron. I think he is. I view him as a Somali. I view him and Ilhan Omar as Somali terrorists.
This is garbage.
Nima, what's one reason that you think that Myron's like a Somali terrorist? Like, what's one thing that you would say that he's done?
He won't give you one. He's like a woman making accusations, and he has no evidence. This is garbage.
Okay, well, you want to talk about, do I literally view Ilhan Omar as a Somali terrorist? Like Myron? No, I don't literally view him as Somali terrorist. But it's like when Myron says that a girl's a whore. Is she literally a whore?
Most women in America are.
There's maybe 1,000 women that Myron has referred to as a whore. Is he literally talking about them as a whore? Are they literally on
his friend? Have you been to Miami? I know you've been to Miami, correct?
I got home there.
15% of women in Miami do OnlyFans. How would you fucking talk about those women? What is a word you would use for the 15% of women in Miami who use OnlyFans and fucking make money exploiting simps on OnlyFans? What word would you use for them?
If a girl is selling her body, she's definitely a whore. Yeah, nope. There's no doubt about that.
15% of women in Miami are doing OnlyFans. So what did Myron Gaines say that was wrong?
Yeah. Well, when he's calling just about, he'll just go out of his way to call fucking, he'll say hateful things, bro. He says hateful things.
Ah, so now we're going to talk like a woman and say, oh, it hurts my feelings. This is the first America. We have First Amendment rights in America. I don't like what Nick Fuentes says, but he has a right to fucking say it.
I agree. No, no, there's no disagreement. America.
So don't give me, oh, he hurts people's feelings. This is fucking woman talking points. I expect more, Nima.
Well, first of all, I would like to say I definitely think Myron should have a platform to speak, and Nick Fuentes. And I even, and by the way, I was on Fresh and Fit when I was angry about Drew Afalo. Drew Afalo, who has like 8 million followers on TikTok, and she was going back and forth with Myron, and Myron and I were in complete agreement that they're slaughtering, destroying, manipulating these young men to lose their masculinity. So the irony here of what you're saying is that I'm behaving feminine by not liking someone who I view as a Somali terrorist. Two people I don't view as Somali terrorists, but one of them you're okay with, one of them you're not okay with. I don't understand the logic that you could, there's two Somalis, and that you could make an argument that they're the sort of Somalis that support Somali terrorists. One of them is okay with you, and one of them is not okay with you.
One is a woke leftist, and one is a patriotic American.
Woke right. One's a woke right.
Nima, I know you went on.
I might be woke right too then, okay? I might be woke right too. I want to deport motherfuckers from this country. If you came in illegally, get the fuck out.
I don't think you're woke. I don't think you're woke right. I think you're more reasonable. I think you're fairly reasonable. Yeah.
Nima, I know that you went on Fresh and Fit. Did anything happen between you and Myron?
No, nothing happened. You guys were chill. Nothing happened. Absolutely nothing happened. So Nima went on Fresh and Fit. He paid to go on Fresh and Fit. And
pay $10,000.
Of course, you paid $10,000. They usually charge people more, so you got a discount. Congratulations. So he went on there, used that platform to build an audience, and then he started talking shit about Myron when he thought he could gain talking points from it. I mean, you did the same thing to Sneeko. You did the same fucking thing to Sneeko.
No, definitely. Let me tell you. I'll tell you the story.
You paid money to go on Sneeko's program. You were buddy-buddy with him, just like you did with Myron.
I was buddy-buddy. You started talking shit about them.
Hold on. My friend, hold on. I'll let you have it. You went on Sneeko's program. You went on Myron's program. You paid both of them.
And in the very beginning. They helped me get into the podcast game in the very beginning.
Okay.
Very beginning.
My friend, can you not interrupt me? And then afterwards, you paid them. And then when it came convenient for you, you started talking shit about them. Based off that, why should anyone trust you again?
So basically, I made a tweet. I think it was last year. Maybe. I don't remember exactly when. Anyone can find it. I said one of the best ways to get into podcasts is in the very beginning. This is in the very, very beginning when I just got started. I'm not like Tyson. Tyson is in high school.
Tyson's a 33 life path. You'll never be like Tyson.
Hold on. So Tyson's a 33
Tyson. Top of the food chain in numerology, just like me. Okay. 33 okay, so, the food chain.
Okay, so hear me out. So first of all, I'm a guy in my 40s, right? I wanted to get into the podcast game. So Myron and Sneeko decided to help me in the very beginning.
You paid them.
I paid them. And in fact, if anyone wants to look, they can go on my Twitter. I give an explanation for how to get into the podcast game. Because as a businessman, I would much rather pay 2-3 guys that have a following and an audience, get me in the game, let me learn what's going on. And then from there, I haven't paid for a podcast since. I have not paid for one podcast since. I was on Ethan Klein, which is much bigger podcasting, either of those guys. I didn't pay a penny. I got invited. So the vast majority of podcasts, I have gotten invited. Only those two in the very beginning. Now, do I think it was a good investment? Definitely. I think that was a great investment. I think if anyone wants to get into podcasts and you've never done podcasts and you want to get in and you want to go much faster with much faster speed, one of the easy things, you just get a little $10,000 check. It doesn't cost much. $2,000 check. It's fast. It's like this. It's like going out and just, you know, one night of fun. So do I think it was an intelligent decision? I definitely do, and I'd recommend it.
So it's just, it's not a gotcha. This is something that's already documented and proven.
Tyson, would
now,
you?
Hold on. Now, in regards to Tyson, Tyson, on the other side, he is a high school kid, right? So when he goes and he talks to older guys and he says, hey, I want to get in, he's in high school. It's a great opportunity. Why? Because Tyson has a high school audience, right? So you're getting involved with a high school audience. If I was a high school kid, would I do it in a similar fashion as Tyson? Maybe I'd be more discreet about it, but he does bring a high school audience. What's my audience?
If I thought he had a high school audience, I wouldn't be on here.
Gary,
Tyson knows a lot of people who are way bigger influencers than you, maybe even bigger influencers than me. He knows a lot of people. As a matter of fact, your old buddies, the Tates, they follow him right now. So don't tell me he has a high school audience. I wouldn't be out here if he does. And by the way, let's talk about the Tates real quick, too. And right after you're done with this, we're going to go to the Tates because I want to talk about that one, too.
Yeah. Well, for the record, yeah, aside from what this is me talking as Nemo, like as myself. Yeah. But I had a satire character named Alpha King Nemo. That had a largely high school audience. I got canceled into submission by this woke feminist garbage culture. But
so was it a good move?
The Alpha King Nemo. I had fun. It was a good 1 year run. I mean, we racked up millions of views. You know, that went viral. But then it got canceled. But fuck it.
Millions of views ain't much. I'm at about 9 billion.
Yeah. So the thing is that my community, just for the record, you want to talk about my audience. My community is guys generally 35 to 45.
That's good.
Guys
they want to do money.
Investing. Yeah, they're investing in finance, crypto, Chinese equities. You look at what's going on with the tariff war. So yeah, my audience is definitely, but that's on separate pages. That is a very serious, if I act and do certain things, it's not good for my audience as it is for Myron to do it or for Tyson to do it. I don't play by the same. My audience gets turned off by this stuff, And I would like to say, Gary, one more thing. I think it was very, I'm going to say it was a little below the belt to say that I'm feminine. But meanwhile, I'm a fucking guy that's defending the rights of not only my daughter, but if you have a daughter, if Tyson has
I don't have
a daughter. All our daughters have an equal right to vote. They have an equal right to get a job. They have an equal right to go to school. Is this the world you want, Myron? Is this the view? Yeah. Is that not like Somalia?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
is
so
it not like Somalia where you don't want a woman to go to school? You don't want a woman to vote. Then you say to me, then you got the goal with a straight face. You take off your glasses to look me in the eyes and say that you don't view Myron as a Somali terrorist, just like Ilhan Omar.
I view him as a patriot who's standing up for America, and that's why I view him as. Let me be clear about this. You want rights for women because you have a daughter. If you had a gay son, would you want homosexual rights too, sir?
God forbid I want my daughter, your daughter, Tyson's daughter, to be able to go to a school, get an education, and vote. That's what makes me a feminist,
I just asked you, if you had a gay son, would you be supporting gay rights then too, sir? You have to think about that, sir, says everything we need to know about you. Right there. You just cooked yourself.
Yeah, because if my son is gay, I'm not gonna like it. Right. I'm not gonna like it. You're right, I'm not gonna like
it. You're gonna
want praise.
You're gonna say
as a man that prays daily. Right. I do prayers daily and I study the Torah and I study the wisdom that comes out of the Talmud.
What about the Talmud? Okay, Talmud too.
Oh, yeah, it's a very beautiful book. It's not just one book. It takes years and years to learn the Talmud.
Is it okay for someone who's a Jew to steal from Goy?
So basically, here's the thing. And I know that as a Russian Jew, and correct me if I'm wrong, because in Russia, a lot of Jews could not practice their faith, right? So they've lost.
I don't give a damn about religion, whether it's Christianity, Islam.
What are you talking about? The Talmud?
It's all crap to me. All religions are crap to me, including Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddha. It's all garbage. All right, there you go.
Okay, see, I don't think that. I'm a man of faith.
That's fine. So you go out, you pray every day?
I pray daily, yes. Morning and night.
Yeah. Outstanding. And you believe that helps you?
I think it helps me, yeah.
Okay, so
I think it helps me have a...
You know, there's Christians who pray every day and Muslims who pray every day who believe they're in the right, just like you praying every day. You believe you're in the right. You know, religion has killed more people than every plague combined. And they kill each other over saying, my God is better than yours. It's all garbage. When the hell is society going to evolve, man? Seriously, when are people going to evolve past the point where I'm going to kill you because my God is better than you? All trash. And going back to Myron Gaines, I've been down here in Miami for 2.5 years. And by the way, 9 billion views in about 2.5 years. I didn't pay anybody. You know, you just got that it factor sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to Myron, he is the most loyal, honest man I've met in this fucking city. Flat the fuck out, man. I would trust that guy with my bank account. And you can call him a terrorist all you want. At the end of the day, that man right there has security clearance, something you will never have, which means he's cleared by United States government, something you will never be. So that man is more trustworthy based off that than you are. You can call him a terrorist all you want. You have nothing to back it up with. That's like a woman going to court saying, oh, he hit me. Or maybe I can start calling you Amber Heard. You just make up accusations with no fact behind them. My friend, if you're a real man, you will apologize to him. But you know what? Maybe you don't want to. And guess what? You have that right. But at the end of the day, you were on Sneeko's program. You were on Myron's program. And then you started talking shit about them. And you were Tate's biggest supporter. Like, literally his biggest supporter, bro. And you basically didn't want to talk to me because I was anti-Tate. And then you turned on him too. So that's three influencers you've turned on. Why the fuck should anyone trust you?
Yeah, so basically, let's talk about... I'm not going to talk about the Tate situation, but I'll talk about the other two.
I bet you don't. Don't get in trouble with that, bro.
No, I won't. No, well, it's because there's
did they help put you on, bro? Then they help push
you on. I'm not going to talk because it's a personal situation. I'm not going to talk about the Tate situation.
It is what it is.
I'm not going to talk about the Tate situation.
I don't even like the Tates, but you fucking betrayed them.
I didn't betray anybody, and I'm not going to talk about the Tate situation, but I will talk about Myron, and
yeah,
I will talk about Sneeko.
Guys, first I think we have Sneeko, Myron in the Sneeko, chat.
Sneeko, yes, yeah. What's up, Myron? I just want to say, Myron is one of my favorite Somalis, number one.
The guy who put you on. You need to go to Somali to put you on. What's that about you?
Myron, you're in the chat. You're more than welcome to look at the conversation I said. I do respect the fact that, you know, you helped me get in the game. Do I respect the fact that after you took my money like a weasel, like a little weasel,
you're not a capitalist? You're not a capitalist? You're not a capitalist? You're going to fucking talk shit about fucking going on someone's podcast and giving them money when you're fucking a capitalist yourself? This is bullshit. You're making yourself look like a fucking fool. You're a capitalist. Don't talk shit.
So you're telling me that little Somali comes here, takes my money, is nice to me in my face, then goes there on social media and says all this hate for Jews. That's not stabbing me in the back.
He's not talking about you. He's talking about Israel. He's not talking about Jewish people. He's talking about Israel itself. There is a fucking distinct difference.
No, he's talking about Jews.
He ain't talking about Jews.
They don't make a distinction who's a Jew, who's not a Jew.
I was just on Stu Peters. Half the fucking internet wanted me, Myron, to fire me. He didn't fire me. Okay?
I respect him for that. I respect the Somali.
Don't tell me that man doesn't have integrity because he was being pushed for fucking weeks to get me fired and he did it. That shows a man who is loyal.
I respect that.
Who fucking turned on Sneeko, who turned on Myron, who turned on the Tates. You have a history of turning on people. He is loyal. You two are not the fucking same.
Yeah, Myron. So let's talk about Sneeko not turning on
Tate. Sneeko
has it. Sneeko didn't turn on Tate. Sneeko's been perfect.
And by the way, me and Sneeko are not even getting along right now.
So Sneeko.
You turned on Sneeko. You paid the
turn on.
You fucking begged him for clout, and then you fucking turned him.
I begged him. You're out of your fucking mind. I didn't beg anybody. I took that little kid in like a brother. I took little Sneeko in like a brother. I'll take him out to go get something.
What'd you do for him?
We'd relax.
What'd you do for him?
He came, he boxed with me at the gym with my coach, 7X coach. We hung out, we collaborated. No, he collaborated even with it wasn't like every collaboration with Stiko was money.
You paid him to collaborate. Exactly.
I definitely paid him. I definitely, in the very beginning, wanted Stiko to help me and be on my team and help me. Yes, and then after that, I stopped paying him.
You went to a 25-year-old kid to put you on, and then you went to Myron.
That helped me for TikTok? Yeah.
Yeah, you for fucking TikTok, yeah.
And then you start. And Myron's a little kid, too. Myron, honestly, if you want to talk about the I took Myron in like a little Somali little brother. I never had two.
Myron is worth $10 million. He doesn't need anyone to take him in. So stop bullshitting, man.
Unlike you, I'm not going to just take everything of dirty laundry and put it on the table. But let's just say this, Myron.
I think you and I
both know I took you in like a little bro. You came to me for some advice on some things. I talked to you about it. And then you stabbed me in the back with this Jewish hate bullshit.
He never said anything about you. He said something about Israel. That's not.
Let's just be honest. No. He made that little emoji basically after me. He sent me three emojis. Very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. He made a whole fucking emoji that looks like me, bro. He made a whole emoji that looks almost identical to me. He goes, "Oh, that's not Nima. That fucking right, that's Nima." Yeah, and then he fucking goes on. And then hold on, that little Somali. After I took care of him, after I gave him real estate advice, after I helped that little Somali goes. And then he takes Nick Fuentes' side after my stream with a Nick Fuentes on Valuetainment. Yeah, he stabbed me in the fucking back. He'll stab you in the back too.
He's never stabbed me in the back. He's the most trustworthy man I met. I mean, that's what they say about you, bro. You have a track record.
Who says that about me? Two fucking dum-dums that are useful. One's a Somali terrorist.
Myron says that about you. The Tate says that about you.
Where did Tate say that?
Okay. They don't fuck with you anymore, do they? That says everything you need to know, bro.
I got a lot of mutual friends with Tate, man. I'm gonna leave that private, but I'll talk about Tate.
He definitely don't fuck with you.
That's fine.
And by the way, fuck you, Andrew Tate. I ain't sticking up for you. I'm just pointing out the fact that this guy betrayed you. That's it.
Why did you start going against Tate? Because I saw you're so pro Tate, and then like all of a sudden I saw you anti Tate on my like Twitter, and I was kind of surprised.
Get more clout for it. That's why.
Like. How come you started going against Tate?
I think for me, distancing myself from Tate was, you know, I think there's some reasons why I did it. And
go ahead. Break it down.
Because I've pretty much resolved my situation. So I let him do what he wants to do. I'll do what he doesn't have the same. Him and I are not. We have a little bit of crossover, not much. It's fine. Like, let him.
Are you trying to say you're a mega influencer like him?
No, I have a very small audience, man. Okay. My audience is guys that are like 35, 40, 45.
Does that upset you? That has a much bigger audience than you. Does that upset you?
He definitely has a bigger audience. My Discord is only over 40,000. His Discord is like over 200,000.
If you want to talk about numbers, I got 250,000 on YouTube. I got a million on TikTok. I got so many IG accounts. There are over 300,000. I got about 1.5 million. And then I got fan accounts. So all over, I got about 3 million followers. So
yeah,
by the way, all done in 2 years.
Right. Gary, what I have is the number one largest Asian equities market community on Discord. And that's a very niche market. And that's for guys that are generally middle-aged.
You're a smart Jew making money. Congratulations.
Well, we thank you, and I got an outstanding team. My partner is a former investment banker in Hong Kong, helping Westerners offload.
My people are the best at banking, flat out. See, I'm willing to say stuff like that. I'm willing to say I don't support Israel, but I do believe Jews are the smartest people in the world. I do support Israel's right to defend itself. But
if we're fair, it's not right that you basically say to Somali that I view as a Somali terrorist. He can spit on my face. He can trash me all he wants. But you're going to support that. You're going to support that Somali all you want.
100%.
But you're not going to ask the Somali to apologize to me after he trashed me with the Nick Fuentes.
He goes out there and he defends America every fucking day from what he perceives as a danger. Now, I'm not friends with Nick Fuentes. Quite frankly, I don't even know if Nick Fuentes is a heterosexual. You know, because I don't trust women with high body counts, and I don't trust guys with no body counts. The fact that he was best friends with Destiny, the fact that he was best friends with who else was he good friends with? Anyway, another gay guy. You know, so what's
Milo, right?
Oh yeah, well, Milo again. I don't like Nick Fuentes, but here's the thing: at the end of the day, he's a very eloquent speaker, and at the end of the day, he's extremely good at what he does. His talking points are on point. So you, my friend, and all the Jews out there need to make a choice. You are either going to accept people like Myron Gaines, who says, I don't want Israeli influence in America, or you're going to lead, you're going to try to bring them down, and then they're all going to go to a guy like Stu Peters, who says Israel needs to get bombed. Myron Gaines never says anything like that. Nick Fuentes never says anything like that. You have extremists who hate Jews, and then you have people who dislike Israeli influence. You and every fucking Jew, is gonna, including myself, is going to have to decide which one you want running around. Stu Peters is dangerous. This guy is insane. But what do you expect from an alcoholic who beats on people? What do you expect for Stu Peters, who was fucking
Police come to his home.
Robbery.
Yeah,
I was arrested for armed robbery. So yeah. You can either let people like him take over, guys like Lucas Gage, or you can let people like Nick Fuentes, people like Jake Shields, people who are like Myron Gaines, who have no issues with Jewish people, but they have issues with Israel. Fucking decide. I made my choice. You fucking decide now.
Yeah, so here we are. So here you are lobbying to say that I should be submissive to a Somali. I'll never be submissive to that Somali. I'll never be submissive to that Somali. Especially a homosexual. I will never submit to a homosexual Somali. I'll never submit to that homosexual Somali ever.
Say that to his face.
Whoa.
I'll say to his face. We can do 12 rounds whenever he wants.
No, you won't.
Myron and I can do 12 rounds whenever he wants. He come to the boxing gym whenever he wants.
He's homosexual. You're a homosexual.
I'm a married man. I'm a married man.
Right. So am I.
What's I don't even cheat on my wife. Do you cheat on your wife?
Either. Good for you.
Good. Well, that's good.
Go out there calling someone a homosexual man who's going out here fucking helping men how to fucking fight these.
He's helping men. Whores. He's helping men by saying women are fucking whores and basically shouldn't go to school.
Don't spend money on
fucking vote.
Don't spend money on sips. 100%.
Yeah, you don't fucking say one word to Myron as he insults me in the comment section. Where he told me to go apologize to him. Look at that. You pander to the fucking Somali.
What a terrorist. You have.
Get off your fucking knees. Pandering to a Somali. You're better than that. You're better than that, Gary. Get off your fucking knees. Pandering to a Somali.
I don't go on my knees. I don't pray. You do. Don't talk to me
about pray. I do pray. I pray to God.
You pray to God.
I get on my knees. Yes, I get on my knees and I pray.
So don't talk to me about fucking getting on your knees when you're the fucking motherfucker who's getting on his fucking knees. Get the fucking bullshit out of here. And Myron Gaines is a fucking heterosexual. And quite frankly, he probably gets better looking women than you.
I worked for 10 years with fashion models in New York City. Hosting parties in my
20s. He
fuck Victoria's Secret, man. I know what Victoria's Secret pussy.
Nima, do you genuinely believe that Myron is gay?
This is all bullshit. He would never say this to his face. It's all garbage.
Definitely think that.
I have privately direct messaged Myron to box me for 12 rounds. I would my mouth waters.
Bro, you're writing a fucking check your ass can't cash, bro. Be very, very careful because you're going to fucking say something and then you're going to get called out and then you're going to have problems. So again, my friend,
I would like to have an official boxing match with that Somali any day of the week. Okay. Short notice.
He said it. He said it, man. Yeah. I hope you're willing to sign something that says if you get injured, you're not going to sue because that's what you know, people like
especially
that.
Especially if he does. If he signs that too, we could do it. Let's make some money. I'm done. And Myron, if you beat me, We could say, "Oh, my money goes to a charity of your choice."
40-year-old man. This
44.
This guy fucking works out every fucking day for like 2 hours. What are you, out your fucking mind? That's like me going out. This is the exact same thing as me going out to Tate and saying, "Yo, Andrew Tate, let's fucking go to work." The only way I'm fighting Tate is in the fucking chess match. Because he ain't beating
me. Because Myron was a collegiate athlete with rowing, and he trains for aesthetic. I actually trained for boxing for since about 2022, 2023. I've been training boxing. My coach is literally a 7X national champion in the United States.
Your statement, you want to box a guy who's younger and in better shape than you. You're looking for clout on the internet. Good for you. Okay, we got it, bro. Let's move on. As a matter of fact, I'm done with this Myron conversation because I'm sick and tired of his fucking disrespect. And I promise you, you wouldn't do that in his face. I promise you, you wouldn't do that. But let's move on. Okay, so let's move on.
I think Myron boxes like a little girl. I saw that video of Myron. Myron boxes like a little girl.
Let's see a video of you, bro. You were scared of Zirka. You're literally scared of Zirka.
Zirka got what happened to Zirka? He got laid out on his back like a person. He got laid out. Zirka was looking for Zirka. I challenged Zirka to come meet me when I did a collab with Zirka and Sico, which by the way was not paid. Zirka invited me to a pod, by the way, just for the record. And Sico jumped in on that pod, and I wanted to fight Zirka that same moment. I'm not soft like these little fucking twinkles you're around, bro. I think you got the wrong idea of me, bro. I think you guys got the wrong idea of me, bro.
Would knock you
no, bro, there's nothing
out.
Soft. There's nothing soft about an Iranian Israeli fucking Jew. Lower East Side, New York City, 211 East Broadway Jew. There's nothing soft about me, bro. There's nothing soft about me, bro.
You said you're
any day of the fucking week, bro.
Soft, bro.
Bro, I fucking box guys way better than fucking I can fucking fight way better at boxing than fucking little Myron, the Somali homosexual.
We have a fucking 44-year-old man talking about he wants to throw hands on a fucking podcast. All right, bro. All right. I'm telling you right now, I don't care if it's Sneeko. I don't care if it's Zirka. I don't care if it's Myron. You're catching L. You're a fucking old man. I admit I'm an old man. You live in this fucking fantasy land. You're like a fucking delusional woman. You fucking believe this garbage.
I can run a quarter mile in about a minute and 20 seconds.
All right.
I can Myron run a mile, quarter mile.
What if someone hits you in the chin?
I literally boxed since about 2022. I trained for boxing with a 7X national champion. I trained in Germany. I spar boxers. Professional boxers. Okay. I would devour Myron.
Listen, wow. Aiden Ross is going to see this. Aiden, we have a guy who's a 44-year-old man who's calling out Sneeko, who's calling out.
I'm easy to beat. Myron, I'm easy to beat. Myron should beat Myron. Take the money. Myron.
Get some money.
I'm an easy W for Myron. I am an easy W for Myron. Myron should box me because I'm stupid and weak and I'm an old man and Myron could beat me. Myron should box me. Myron should box me because I'm soft. Myron should box me because I'm soft. Bring that motherfucker over here because I'm weak. I'm a pussy. Come on, Myron. Take the fucking W, son.
Bro, you're reaching for clout too fucking hard, bro. You're trying to get this clout too fucking hard. Settle the fuck down. Quite frankly, you I don't think you'll whoop Sneeko's ass and you want to fucking talk about Myron. You're out of your fucking mind. I would love to see. And by the way,
I've already sparred with Sneeko.
Sneeko would fucking drop you.
Well, first of all, Sneeko, to his credit, I will say this, to Sneeko's credit, I think now for about since when he came to spar with me and he came and trained with me, I was happy to help him. Now, I would like to think he's gotten a lot better and he's been diligent in applying himself.
So you admit
20 fucking years younger. He's also 20 years younger. Sneeko's also 20 years younger.
You just said you're a 44-year-old man with a cape on. You just fucking said you'll whoop everyone's ass.
No, Myron's fucking 10 years. No, but Myron is only 10 years younger. Maybe 8 years younger. It's a little bit more closer.
You're a funny guy, bro. I'm not sure if you're being serious or you're being a comedian sometimes, but it's very entertaining either way, bro.
I will say this. I don't think Sneeko would beat me, but I think he'd give me a better fight than Myron. I think Sneeko would give me a better fight than Myron.
Do you remember what HS Tiki Taki did to Zirka?
Of course. And I also remember Sneeko coming to my boxing gym. I also remember Sneeko coming to Sneeko. Hold on, bro. I got the footage. I have the footage. Sneeko and my Sneeko and Sonny came to the boxing gym to get lessons with me and my coach, bro.
Your coach.
And me. I was helping the kid.
Worried about you.
I was helping the kid learn how to box.
They came to you for your coach, not for you, bro.
No, they came for me, literally. And then we came and we fucking were hanging out afterwards.
Oh man, you know, I'm gonna be honest. I hang out with these social influencers to make content.
I don't hang out with influencers like you.
Well, you said you're hanging out with these people afterwards. I don't hang out with these people afterwards. I'm here for content, bro. After it's done, I'll go home to my wife and kids.
So where do I go home?
I have no idea.
I'm in fucking San Francisco for a tech conference, bro. I go to a hotel.
You're in San Francisco. That's kind of suspect as it is, man.
No, it's a big tech conference here. That's why.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in San Francisco, bro.
I actually deal with, you know, venture capitalists, private equity guys. I'm out here
I'm just saying.
I helped that Somali. I was offering to help the Somali.
Again, you want
to bring I would still help the Somali if he brought me a deal. That's the fucked up thing. Hold on. That's the fucked up thing is that I would help the Somali if he brought me a real estate deal. Even if he said, I'm sorry that I stabbed you in the back. I made those three emojis about me, that Somali. He's offended. Nick Fuentes, after I took the little Somali in like a little brother.
All this energy for fucking Myron, but when you're around Nick Fuentes, you fucking bring a whole bunch of bodyguards. Why is that, sir? Are you scared of Nick Fuentes? Why don't you come with an army of fucking bodyguards to go see Nick Fuentes?
I didn't bring one bodyguard.
Oh, come on, man. You came with the army of bodyguards.
I came with some teddy bears. I came with some friends.
Whatever you say, man.
I came with some teddy bears. I came with some friends.
All right,
Gary, let's talk about one thing. Let's talk about the Somali Myron. This is my last thing. I want to say Somali. If the Somali Myron, if the Somali Myron,
you have said fucking enough. You have
if the Somali, if the Somali Myron apologized to me for what he did with those three emojis, we're done.
You went on his platform and paid him and then fucking betrayed him. And now you want
to. I took that little Somali in like a little brother. I would have helped him with real estate. I would have helped that Somali with real estate. I was looking at funding as a real estate deal for the Somali.
I was looking to help the Somali with a real estate deal. He had 10 million in real estate. What the fuck does he need you for?
This is 2022, Gary. This is like 2022, Gary. I knew Myron when he was a little pup. I took Myron in like a little brother, and then he fucking stabbed me in my back. Nick Fuentes' side over me. He disrespected me on Fresh and Fit.
If he was your little brother, you would not have paid him 10K. So stop the cap.
We became friends after that.
You're fucking. That's cap. Now move on. Let's talk about Fuentes. Why did you go on fucking Valuetainment with Fuentes and instead of fucking attacking his policies, instead of attacking what he says, you started talking about his penis?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because I think outside of this little red pill space, I say 9 out of 10 people have said that Nick Fuentes embarrassed himself, humiliated himself.
I don't like Nick Fuentes.
Nine out of ten people. I don't like Fuentes.
I think he uses people. I think he's just like you. He uses people, and then he fucking dumps them when it's convenient. But at the end of the day, he didn't embarrass himself on Valuetainment. He did not embarrass himself. If anything, you talking about his penis size, and now you being in San Francisco, brother, that's kind of suspect.
Yeah, well, first of all, I got largely the same team that's been with me in business for years. I could probably give you at least 20, 25 references of men that I've employed gainfully, fully, on salaries for at least 4, 5, maybe 6 years. Can you?
Brother, I have contacts.
No, but can you? No, because you say I stab everyone in the back. You say
I have contacts. I have contacts with people who are worth fucking $10 billion.
No, but how many people have been making money with you for years?
Again,
How many people have been making money with you for years? I got guys on full. I got guys on salaries, bro. Brother, these guys take 2-3 week vacations.
I got fucking 35 people on the payroll. Okay, I don't want to talk about that, man.
No, but I got the shit. I got more than that. No, but hold on, Gary, I got more than that. But I got at least 25 guys in the last 4 years. I got at least 25 guys, maybe 4, 5, 6 years consecutively making money with me, over 6 to 7 figures. Do you?
I have put on black, white, all sorts of people, man.
Okay, great. So if I was so bad, why are they still with me, Gary? Gary, if I'm so bad, why are they still with me?
Listen,
why are they still with me?
Listen, you have a history of betraying people you work with.
I have a history. Then why are all these guys? Why is my wife with me? Why is all my team with me? You know who I was talking to before?
You're rich. Maybe she's with you because you're rich. I don't know.
No, actually, you want to know what's interesting? My wife, I met her when I was not. Number two, I was just talking to my best friend that I've been friends with for about 30 fucking years. You know how many friendships I got that have lasted over 45 years?
Nothing you say here can be verified, just like your accusations cannot be verified. So because we can't verify anything, it's empty fucking words, man. It's like asking a whole whore body count. She ain't going to tell you the truth. So we can stop the games, stop bringing
you
up stuff.
You are one slippery little guy, bro. Yeah, you are one slippery motherfucker.
I'm good, bro. I know.
Slippery little motherfucker, bro.
I'm good at what I do.
You are slippery, bro. No doubt.
But at the end of the day, everything I say is 100% on point. So again, instead of attacking Nick Fuentes with policy, instead of attacking Nick Fuentes on what you believe in, you want to talk about his fucking penis size. Bro, what the fuck? I don't even like the guy. And I have to fucking talk about this shit because it makes no sense. You as a Jewish man should have fucking went at fucking Fuentes with policy. Instead, you want to comment on his genitals. I think he's a homosexual. But if I was debating him, that's not the first thing I talk about. Brother, you fucked up.
Yeah. So if it's okay, I don't take Nick Fuentes seriously. I do view him as a homosexual.
A lot of people do.
I do view a lot of people from foreign countries that like to boost his engagement. Yeah, from foreign countries.
What countries? You made accusations. Put it out there.
Pick four countries that wouldn't want Israel to get support from England and the United States.
Go ahead. Name them.
Please tell me four countries.
Brother, you make the accusations. Name them. Tell
me four countries.
You know the answer.
Gary, you know the answer.
I didn't bring it up. You did. So based off that
fact, Gary, you know the answer. Gary, you know the answer.
You know what it is?
Gary, you know the answer.
You're basically
now
like
you're playing innocent. You're playing playing these little cupcake games. Now it's Gary the cupcake. Gary the cupcake doesn't know. Gary the cupcake. Gary the innocent. Let's hug Gary. Gary doesn't know what's going on. Gary doesn't know. I don't know. Come on, Gary. You know exactly.
This is garbage, bro. This is absolute garbage. Straight trash.
I understand you got to pander to this Somali in the chat and a bunch of Arabs. I don't have to pander to anybody. I don't got to pander to anybody. I stand on my own fucking feet. And you know who else stands on their own fucking feet? Israel stands on its own fucking feet.
You're talking about women's
rights. Israel stands on its own feet. Israel stands on its own fucking feet, just like I stand on my own fucking feet.
Israel stands on its own feet?
Definitely stands on its own feet.
Where's it get weapons from?
Since 1948, Israel stood on its own feet.
Where does it get weapons from if it stands on its own feet? Where does it get weapons from, sir?
Have you heard of the War of Independence in 1948? Do you even know your history as a Jew? Do you even know your history as a Jew? Hold on.
Let me finish, and then you can talk. We need some actual dialogue here. So let me say this to all the Muslims.
You're the one that's letting the Somali Myron attack me in the comments section. You don't ask him to apologize to me.
Yo, you're being emotional. Chill out. Let me talk. We're trying to have a debate here. Now, let me say something for a minute. I'll turn it over to you. Now, to all the Muslims and all the Jews out there, I want to make something abundantly clear. You need to win wars to dictate terms. Texas used to be Mexican. Americans took it by force. Okay? So, to the Palestinians, if you won wars in 48, 67, yes. 73, you yes. wouldn't have this issue. Okay? So I want to make that clear. What I believe in might equals right. That's why the United States of America is on fucking top, because we are the baddest motherfuckers on the block. Having said that, that doesn't mean I have to agree with everything Israel does. There's a lot of Zionists out here who are exploiting pornography. There's a lot of Zionists out here who are fucking pushing feminism. There's a lot of Zionists out here who are pushing degeneracy. Go look who owns OnlyFans, who owns Pornhub. You'll see the same pattern over and over. So I can be truthful and say might equals right, but I also could be truthful and say a lot of this degeneracy that is going on is coming from Zionists. You said you don't support homosexuality. You said you're not about that wokeism. Guess who's spreading it? Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so even within, first of all, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you that you at least know a little bit about Israel history. I know, I'm proud you know a little bit. No, seriously, I'm proud. And I do think Gary, I'm not gonna just insult you the way you like to go hard on me. I'll give you flowers.
I'm being extremely fair.
I like to give someone flowers while they're still here. You know, so
what do you mean while I'm still here? Yeah, what does that mean? Is that a threat?
No, if it was, I would tell you, but no, it's
okay,
not.
I'm just making sure because you said while I'm still here, so I want to make sure.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
I know a lot of people just like you do, brother. We have
Gary, I think we're both roughnecks. I think we're both pretty roughneck Jews. I think you would know it. That's not what it meant. So
okay, just, outstanding, relax. Man. Just making sure.
I think with you and me, both of us, it goes from 0 to 1,000 very fast. So I think you and I have that mutual respect. Work. Gary, I think you and I got that mutual respect that it wasn't. So please don't make it like that. So let's move on. The fact of the matter is, Gary, I am proud of you, though. Giving your flowers is something I got from Noriega. He's a Queens rapper from Queens. And he talks about...
You mean not the guy who was overthrown in Panama?
I'm talking about Nori.
Oh, you said Noriega. You know,
Capone and Noriega. I thought you were a New Yorker. I don't know.
Yasno. Go ahead.
I thought you were New Yorker. In the 90s, they were popular.
New York's a dump. I would never live there. Yeah.
So basically, in the 1990s, there was a hip-hop group called Capone and Noriega, Nori. And Nori has a pod, I guess, now. And he said something about, I'll give you your flowers while you're still here. It's a street vernacular of, I'm going to compliment you while you're here. I'm not going to wait till someone passes away and then say, oh, he was a nice guy at the funeral. That's what that meant. So to go back, I do think lately, recently, I thought you were completely a Jew, someone that hated himself. But I was amazed to see that you started to defend yourself. And I'm proud of you.
No. The thing is, I can be very objective. I'm a man. Remember we talked about this before? I don't like Tate, but I can respect him.
Yeah.
Just the same way I don't like what Israel does, but I know my history and I know they won wars. And you know, I live in Miami. You've been to Miami. There's a Hard Rock Casino here. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the Seminoles, they have a monopoly here in Florida on gambling. No one can gamble without their permission. They got it in the Constitution. And then people go out there and say, yo, this is unfair. The black people want reparations. This group want reparations. Why are these Seminoles allowed to make so much freaking money? But then I know history. And if you go back in history, the Seminoles were the only tribe the United States military couldn't beat. So because their ancestors actually won, their descendants have privilege. That's how it works. And it doesn't matter if you're pro-Palestinian or pro-Israeli. This is how the fucking world works. When your ancestors win wars, their descendants have fucking privilege. You and me are Americans, and we have American privilege because George Washington kicked the fucking British ass. You have to win. Winning matters.
Yeah, so... To the point,
Cliff and Tyson.
yeah, we'll Cliff Farmer for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So let's look at how Israel won alone without the United States. Let's just go down the record.
United States weapons win.
Okay, so let's talk about 1948, the War of Independence.
Okay.
I think let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Suez Canal War.
Well, let's talk about one at a time. Let's start with the War of Independence. You brought that up first. Let's start with there. They had no American weapons. They had no Sherman tanks that were from World War II. They had a lot of American equipment there. That's how they won the war. But go ahead. Tell me how they didn't have any help.
I think basically, we can talk about it's the same thing in several wars. It's not just one war. It's not just the War of Independence. It's not just the Suez Canal. It's not just the Yom Kippur. It's not just the Six-Day War. In all of those wars, in that 50-year period, roughly 40-year period, Israel won all of that without the United States. No money came from it out. If the United States had to rely, I've said this before, I'll say it again. If the United States had to rely on the United States, it would not survive 1948. I know that's hard for some people to think that Israel could survive without the United States, but it can. And Israel does provide an immense ROI for the United States. Israel adds more value to the United States than any of those countries in that region.
You can argue all you want about
and they take 1/10 of the money of Ukraine.
Bro, you can argue all you want about its value. But when you say stuff that Israel would survive without American weaponry, you look like a fool. That's ridiculous.
United States, Israel buys Israel buys military weapons.
Exactly,
they buy. They don't get a handout. They don't get a handout. They don't.
What would happen if the United States stopped selling those weapons? Would Israel still survive then?
Israel has survived several wars
without U.S. weaponry.
That is a fact.
This is not real history. You're not being honest with yourself, Nima. They would not survive without American weaponry. And by the way, I'm not saying they should get it or they shouldn't. I'm just making a fact. The fact is, without American weapons, they're gone. Absolutely gone.
So you're saying that Israel, would you say that Israel does not innovate military technology to give United States cutting edge technology in war?
They take more technology than they actually give. They take a lot more technology than they actually give. Remember, they're taking our F-16s. They're taking our F-22s.
They're buying and creating American jobs.
100%. I don't disagree. 100%. Okay, all right. They are 100% buying it, but they're getting it from us because we're the innovators. We're the ones who fucking make innovation, not Israel. Now, Israel has to take, I think it's called the Maldiva or something like that. It's not actually better than the American Abrams. The American Abrams is actually better, but they've designed this tank for basically close combat in Gaza. But on the field, the American tanks are actually a lot better. So everything that Israel has, including their Iron Dome, they get from America. Yes, they buy it, but without America selling those weapons, I mean, I'm telling the truth. Israel would not last long. That's just a fact.
Israel has straight up on its own defeated in one war.
I want to have a real conversation with you.
Are you going to completely whitewash?
They're using American weapons. How are you saying it's on your own?
Israel has literally, by itself, without the United States, without the United States, defeated. Has defeated Jordan, has defeated Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, and the Palestinian militias all in one war by themselves.
With American weapons.
They did not get help from America, bro. This is fucking some disinformation. America did not support.
I never said they had troops on the ground.
They didn't help.
They sold weapons. That's helping enough.
Listen, if you're going to talk about Al Jazeera,
that's help enough.
What is your source for that, bro?
My source?
Yeah.
The fucking government fucking sends weapons.
Where? I want to see information that Israel got help in a 1948 war, because that's bullshit.
A month ago, put it on screen, Israel sells American weapons to American sells weapons.
Let's go war after war. Gary.
Now you're talking about a certain year.
Now you want to be nice, Gary. Now you want to get blushed and get nice. Look at you blush like a little girl. Look at you blush. Look at you blushing. Gary wants to be nice.
What am I being?
See if I found it.
Yeah, go ahead. Put it up there. So
the U.S. approves of $7.4 billion sale of more weapons to Israel to ravage Gaza. Let's see.
Talk to us, Nima. You said that doesn't happen. You just found proof on that. Google it, that it does. Anyone watching this right now, it's fucking
Guardian. Guardian, bro. Can we not use Guardian as a fucking source?
We're having echo now.
Okay, well, we'll see if there's another source that comes up.
This could be a
person. No, that's BBC.
I wish Suleiman was here. He would cook you because he has all this stuff memorized. To say that, they don't sell weapons. This is lunacy, man. This is absolute fucking lunacy. Without American weapons, Israel doesn't exist. I'm not saying they shouldn't get them. I'm not saying they should or shouldn't. But I'm just making a fact. Without American weapons, Israel goes bye-bye. And this is a fact. I don't understand how you're even arguing this, bro. I'm trying to have a genuine conversation with you, and you're just, like, talking bullshit. I don't get this.
Yeah, because it's a fact that Israel has. No,
you just pulled up the fucking article, man.
That's not an article about 1948. We're talking about
Oh, my God. He's going. Oh, listen.
Gary, do you want to get
Gary, do you want to have an adult conversation here? I've been trying, brother. It's hard.
So 1948, let's talk about the 1940 War of Independence. Let's talk about the Suez Canal. Let's talk about the Six-Day War. Let's talk about the Yom Kippur War. In these individual wars.
I got
individual wars. Where did the United States give them help?
They sold them weapons.
Where's the proof other than Hamas, other than Al Jazeera run Qatar?
The Guardian, not Hamas. That's a Western publication, my friend.
The Guardian? That is an extremely far. Let me tell you, because I have a home in Europe. I'll tell you. Guardian is extremely woke. It's like MSNBC. Bro.
I mean, I had the BBC too, though. So
BBC's pretty woke too. I mean, to the credit.
Listen, keep putting him up, man, because he's saying this shit's not real. But obviously it is because
I mean, if you're going to use – you didn't even put any information up about the 1948 war.
We're having a podcast. What do you fucking want, bro? Do you want all this information pulled up right now?
So evidence only – evidence is only good for Gary.
That evidence right there.
This is from the Times of Israel.
Yeah, is that 1948?
This is an Israeli publication who says they're fucking giving them weapons. And again, this is legitimate in your mind? No, I'm disappointed in you, brother. We could have took this a lot better than this, man. You're just arguing fallacies right now.
Well, I didn't see any evidence there that
we're gonna United States. We're going to move on. It's like arguing with a woman, and we're going to move on to a different subject. Tyson, why don't you pick the last subject we debate? We got about 10 minutes left.
Yeah, of course. Let's do it. So so why do you think that these narratives about Jewish people in particular are catching on so much? You see all over the Internet. Some people, I guess you could say it's anti-Semitic. It's basically just anti-Israel stuff, but it's gone viral. So why do you think that this narrative is going viral so much on the internet?
I'll let Nemo start, but I just want to say there's a difference between talking shit about Jews and talking shit about Israel. There's a big difference. Do not confuse the two. Go ahead, Nemo.
I agree. And I just want to say to start off, I think because it's been a pleasure talking to you, both of you. My device is on 4%. All right. So
yeah, we're about to end this.
All right. Perfect. So I just, in case I don't want to be rude. And Gary, it was fun talking to you, man. You know, I'm back in Miami later next week. I definitely want to get together with you before I go back to Germany. And I just want to say, Gary, you know, even though you and I don't see eye to eye on some things, you're not a bad guy.
I mean, listen, all I can say is what I've seen. I don't know too much about you. We've conversated a couple times in DM messages. I just seen you turn on a lot of people, bro. I don't know how to take that, man. And that's the one thing you and Nick Fuentes have in common. You both burn people. That's the
I
one
see you
thing
argue with a lot. Common. I see you go hard on a lot of people. But let's to avoid the character smear.
Don't take it personally, because I'm
gonna answer the question.
I'd get Fuentes.
Yeah, Gary, I'm gonna you know, other than the character smearing, I want to say another thing to answer that question. No, I'll say something because Tyson asked a good question. He said, "Why is this going on?" And the reason why we have more propaganda on X against Israel today than ever is because several hostile states are winning this psychological war on the West, which is dividing, building distrust in the United States. These are multi-million-dollar disinformation campaigns supported, lobbied, and sponsored by countries like Qatar. And there's massive amounts of evidence and information about Qatar and other countries that are engaging in disinformation campaigns on Americans, and they're pretending that they're Americans. And, you know, the best part about this is that the bigger Candace Owen gets, the bigger Ann Carroll gets, for example, the more they're incentivized to spend more money. So in fact, it's not that they're going away. They're actually increasing their budget to do more fake accounts on X. They're pretending they're Americans. They're engaging in American policy discussions as if they're Americans. They may have an American flag in their bio. So when any one issue comes up, especially if it has to do with Israel, for example, Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk will do a tweet and he might get 10,000 replies. And those 10,000 replies, no exaggeration, maybe 7,000 of them are from bot farms overseas, financed by countries that are pretending to be American. Now, hold on. Their goal is not to have a united, economically prosperous United States. Their goal is to divide the United States in a million ways and to make it psychological warfare and to make it very expensive for Americans, politicians, to support helping the state of Israel. These people that boost accounts like you guys, they like you guys because you guys are critical of Israel.
I've been suspended 24 times. Don't tell me about being in the pocket.
I also got banned off TikTok in 2022 defending young men.
I've been banned 24 times. So I've don't been talk about bans, bro. I've had my fucking bank account shut down right after I went to the White House in 2020. My bank account got shut down. Don't tell me about being prosecuted, brother. I've been hit.
Neymar, are you saying I'm also being promoted by like foreign people just because I'm asking?
Just love today, bro.
What? Go ahead, Tyson. Go ahead. What?
Are you saying I'm also like being promoted by foreign like people and foreign figures just because I've asked like certain questions and stuff?
That the whole idea of just asking questions, like the innocence and of an American just asking questions.
I'm Canadian,
right? But I'm talking to, but Ian Carroll. No, I know you're Canadian. But a guy like Ian Carroll, for example, saying, you know, I'm just asking questions. Candace Owens saying, I'm just asking questions. Someone in the West is just asking questions. That idea.
Nima, take about like 30 more seconds. I got to wrap this up.
Yeah, I got 1%. That idea to get boosted, that gets boosted to build distrust, to raise doubt. It's raising doubt in our institutions, in our people, and in other citizens to divide us. The more divided we are in the West.
Are you saying that there's nothing there, though? Because I don't think it would go that viral if it had zero truth to it.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, 1%. That's for the better. Let me make my closing statement. Number one, Tyson, good job for getting this done. Number two, he basically tried to attack Myron. This is a man he paid to get on his program. He attacked Sneeko, another guy he paid to go on his program. He betrayed the Tates. And again, I don't even like the Tates. So I'm being very honest about this, man. He has a track record of, you know, putting, you know, that knife in the back of people. So having said that, he's not here to defend himself. Let's move on. Mm-hmm. I want to make this clear. Might equals right. If your ancestors win wars, then you can dictate terms. You have, if you want privilege, that comes from your ancestors winning wars. If that wasn't true, then Texas would be Mexican right now. So at the same time, do you have a right to exterminate people? No. But I can understand both sides because say you grew up in Israel and you were born there and it was always Israeli land. That's all you knew. Mm-hmm. So that's your home. You understand? You can say whatever you want about Palestine, this and that, but you see both sides of the issues here very quickly. I'm out of here with you in 2 minutes. You see both sides of the issue very quickly. So at the end of the day, I hope there's world peace. Obviously that's a folk tale. It's never going to happen, but people who win wars dictate terms.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, the Muslims are not very good at winning wars. They haven't won a war since the 1800s with the Ottoman Empire. So again, when they win wars, they can dictate terms. And that's not me being pro-Israel. That's not me being pro-Palestine or anti-anything. I'm just stating facts. And if that shit hurts your feelings, too fucking bad. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Tyson, I appreciate you hosting this. Mm-hmm. You have any final words before we go?
I mean, I just think it was kind of weird, like, how much he was attacking Myron and Sneeko.
He wants clout. He wants clout, bro. He wants clout. He's fucking thirsty for it. He's like a fucking, you know, prostitute fucking just dripping, bro. He's dripping. He wants it that bad. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Me, on the other hand, I don't need to fucking pay for clout, man. People come to me. Anyways, Tyson,
Yeah. The last thing I'll say is, guys, I'm going to be doing a lot more debates and content on my stream. So if you're watching on Gary's stream, please pop on over, subscribe to my channel too. It's just called
Tyson Mockley. He's a 33 life path, man. I like him. His mentor, if I could say, Sonny Faz, is another 33. So that's a good thing too. Sonny's a solid guy. And again, this has been GG33 production, baby. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And by the way, if any Christian has the balls to debate me, you know, any Muslim has the balls to debate me, bring it. I don't give a fuck. Peace.
Absolutely. Take care, Gary. Appreciate it. All right, guys. That has been the debate. I hope that you guys enjoyed. This is definitely very interesting to host. A lot of guys were saying, oh, Tyson, you should like speak and stuff. I didn't want to interrupt that. Like, that was pretty freaking intense. I didn't want to interrupt that or anything like that. So, guys, that was awesome. If you don't know who I am, my name is Tyson Hockley. I do a lot of debates like this. As Gary mentioned, I am followed by both Andrew and Tristan Tate. I've done a podcast with Sneeko. This is my second with Gary, first with Nima. And yeah, this is my dream, is to keep doing this and scaling this up. I'm a 17-year-old, full of ambition. So guys, if you are watching this, please come on over and subscribe to my channel too. I'm sure this will not be the last that you see of me and Gary, probably far from it. I'm definitely in the works of getting Gary on for probably a lot more debates like this. So you rule, Tyson, you Jewish. I'm not Jewish. But yeah, guys, it takes like 5 seconds to pop on over to my channel and subscribe, and it helps out a ton. So yeah, just Tyson Hockley. You guys see, you know, so funny, I did a project for my school about my YouTube channels right there. And you could see one of the pictures I put was my the thumbnail for my first podcast with Gary. So I got that, and then I got my somewhere back there, the one you guys can see with Sneeko. So that's funny. We got Gary on the school project too. So but yeah, what did you guys think about that? I guess right now I have a lot of people watching. This is a good chance for me to answer super chats. So if anybody has any super chats, the chat is going kind of fast, like between all the streams. It says I have 1,000 people watching between all my different platforms, and I guess Gary's too. So if anybody has super chats, I could probably read a couple of those, but I gotta also get going somewhat soon. Stay alive. Dude, I got like baseball soon though. I gotta go baseball. Myron's live. Yeah, Myron was in the chat earlier, which is kind of cool to see. I'm not sure why Nemo was so like calling freaking Myron Somalian and stuff. Wait, Nemo, you mini texted me. Tyson, cool with Gary, then I'm cool with you. Yeah, man, Gary's been nothing but awesome to me. Gary has been great to me. Nemo says, yes, there's a grain of truth, but it's stripped out of context. It's stripped of context. Weaponized and repeated until it feels bigger than it is. That's how effective disinformation campaigns work. It's not complete lies, but with distorted fragments that feed outrage to divide in the West. Thanks for having me. So that's Nima's closing statement. Guys, I want to do my best to be non-biased. Okay, I would say I was a pretty non-biased moderator for this one. Is Gary still live on his channel? Quit baseball, get that bag. It is what it is. Yeah, one of my old baseball teams kind of like canceled me a little bit. Not really, but they blocked me on Twitter. They blocked me on Twitter because I got followed by Andrew Tate and they didn't want to be associated with that. So they blocked me. So I'm no longer on that team, but is what it is. Guys, I see a lot of you are telling me to stay alive. I don't really have much to talk about other than, please pop on over to my channel and smash that subscribe button. I found it's like super duper hard to actually get people to come on over to your channel. Yeah, if you're watching this, pop on over. But, guys, I probably should get going. Probably should. I'm gonna stay live for 10 more minutes and read all the super chats. If we're not getting a lot of super chats, I'm just gonna end. Why did Carney win the election? Was it close? Okay, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you why Mark Carney won the election. It's because Canadians are stupid idiots. Canadians that voted liberal are gullible idiots. That, oh, this guy's going to be the toughest guy to stand up to Donald Trump. He's going to stand up to Trump. That was the only reason that Canadians voted liberal, was because of their fear of Donald Trump. So I've seen some people like blaming Trump and stuff too. People blaming Trump for the reason that the conservatives lost. No, it's not Trump's fault. It's just Canadians having Trump derangement syndrome. That's the only That's the problem right there. You guys are saying stay? Man, I got to see some super chats, though, because I am already kind of late to my baseball. I'm answering all the freaking super chats. But yeah, guys, I am a 33 life path, too. I'm a 33-6. So that's why Gary will often say that's the reason that you are able to set up these debates and kind of have this sort of influence is because I'm a 33. But guys, I could do whatever type of numerology readings on you guys. I don't know a fraction of what Gary knows, but guys, I could do some numerology readings on the chat maybe. Are you pro Trump? I like Trump, yeah. Guys, I'm not a professional numerology, but I know a decent amount just from following Gary. So I'd say $10 and above, and I'll do a numerology reading. Why do you only have a few sound dampers on your bedroom wall? That's actually funny. It's because my studio used to be in that corner of my room, and now it's like facing the other way. And behind my camera, I actually have more panels and stuff. So at 17, you're doing good. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Live stream the baseball. I don't know if that'd be good content. Nima and Myron. I don't know. Guys, Nima called Myron out to a boxing match, okay? What I'm going to do, I'm going to pursue this. I'm going to see if this actually happens. Even Gary called out Aiden and said, Aiden, let's host this. Let's make this happen. So, hey, if Myron agrees to box Nima and Nima called him out, we'll see what happens there. We will see what's $8. Yeah, I guess I'll take $8 too. Guys, I'll be like, pretend I'm Zerka. Oh yeah, I also did a podcast with Zerka too. But guys, $8 freaking super chats, and I'll see what readings I could do. You guys don't seem like you want readings right now though. I don't know how to stop the stream on Gary's, so it's like we're live on his too, which is interesting. I don't know how to stop the stream on Gary's channel. Tyson, dope. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Please come over and subscribe to my actual channel. Ashley, appreciate it. Nima won't do it. I mean, man, Nima seemed pretty serious. Nima seemed pretty freaking heated and pretty freaking fired up. Nima was calling out Myron to a boxing match, and he was turning red. So he seemed serious about it. Do a new podcast with sorry, just the fact he's starting red makes me laugh. Guys, I have nothing against Nima though. He did good. Do another podcast with Zerka. I probably will. I definitely will in the future. I don't know how near of a future, but guys, nobody wants to get a freaking numerology reading for me. That's unfortunate. I'm gonna stay live for like one more minute. If there's no super chats or readings, then I'm probably just going to hop off because I do have baseball and I'm already kind of late. So I'll stay live for a little bit longer. One more minute. But yeah, God bless you guys. Hope you're all having a great freaking day. That was so, I don't know, man. That was interesting how much you're yelling. I thought that this was going to be a more kind of toned down, respectful debate in a sense. So the fact it got so heated was kind of interesting to me. But do you debate people? I feel like I have before. I mean, I don't really debate people, but I'm sure I probably will get into doing it. But so far, it's literally just been either me solo streaming or I'll have a guest on and podcast. But no super chat. But I appreciate you for the interview. Keep going. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, no, I'm not Gary, so it is what it is. If you guys don't want to super chat my stream for reading, it is what it is, bro. I'm not Gary. I am not Gary. But I am a 33-6, so I got similar energy to Gary. I'm not fully Gary, but I got some energy that's like Gary inside of my system. Tyson, have a great baseball practice. Man, it's a baseball game. Okay, guys. Probably going to hop off. God bless you guys. Subscribe to my channel. Take care. I'm sure you'll see clips of this, and I'm sure you'll see more of me too as I continue to network and keep on doing my thing. So God bless everybody. Take care.